This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and one of the big issues up north in South Australia is dogs, which is why the state government have committed to fixing the dog fence, which is no small task. I'm joined this morning by Minister for Regional Development and Primary Industries, David Basham. How are you this morning, Minister?
Good, thanks, Jordan.
So how big a task are we looking at with the dog fence rebuild?
Yeah, no, it's been a challenge to make sure that we keep this moving forward. So we've now just moved to the next stage of appointing contractors to complete the stage 3, 4, and 5 of the dog fence build. So this is the next 400 kilometres of the total 1,600 kilometre dog fence rebuild.
So how many stages will there be in total?
So this is bringing us towards the end of what we need to do in the timeframe. The first stages are all but complete, and now we're moving into these next stages to make sure we get through this project as quickly as we can and have it completed by the end of June this year.
And so what kind of areas are in line for stages 3, 4, and 5?
So I guess the third section is a 130-kilometre section, which runs from Mount Lyndhurst Station in the east and heads up sort of the northeast of Maree. But that's a 130-kilometre section. And stage 4 is an 85-kilometre section that runs northwest from Maree. And then the fifth section is 195 kilometres, which is northwest of Roxby Downs.
So what kind of an impact do dogs have then on agriculture and livestock south of where the fence is being built?
Yeah, so this has been a long-term problem. We've seen the fence over many years get degraded, and dogs get through the fence and cause impacts on that country south, to the point some of that country's not run sheep for a number of years because of the impact of dogs. This will certainly allow some of that country to be restocked and see that country come back into productive life because of the ability to remove the dogs. But an important part of this will be dog management below the fence to make sure that we get on top of the dogs that are there as well.
Because, of course, the ones that are already there will be breeding and will be doing damage, fence or not.
That's right, and we need to continue working with the producers in that region to make sure we stay on top of that and work to get under control of any dogs south of the fence.
And so we've got quite a large amount of fence to be built. How many companies, how many contractors have been brought in to achieve the end result?
Yeah, so the last three stages are going to be done by three different companies. So likewise, there's still supplies, etc., also coming from various sources. It's a combination of different companies being involved, and it's the best way to get the fence done as quickly as we can to have numerous operators out there delivering what we need.
So would the operators, I guess, be based near where the fences are being built, so I guess for quick access to the location?
Yeah, so they'll be out on site working out there, out of there. So it's been very much managed through a dog fence rebuild committee that has been assessing the contractors and the supply of materials to make sure that we get as much local as we can, but also making sure we get the best return for our spend as well, making sure that we're able to actually complete what we need to complete within budget.
What has the spend on this project been?
This is a $25 million upgrade that's certainly supported by the federal government and the state government to make sure that this is a long-term investment, and this is not something that we're doing just for the next 12 months. This is a long-term investment into the industry up there, and this was a great opportunity to invest in this patch where there's been degradation in the fence over the years, and we've decided to work with industry and the federal government to actually get on top of this and deliver this 1,600 kilometre of dog fence rebuild.
How long has the current fence been in place? Obviously, it's been a while since it's been repaired.
Yeah, there's been certainly long. This is a very old fence that's been in place for many, many years. You know, it's something that the industry and governments of the past have certainly invested in, and it's something that we've had to. You know, this fence is now beyond its use by date, and this particular section significantly needed a rebuild rather than just a repair. And so, yeah, that's what we've done to make sure that we're able to achieve the robustness of having a fence that actually keeps dogs out.
No worries. And how long, I guess, obviously, building a fence like this one with that price tag, you're expecting it to last well. How long are we expecting the current project to stick around for?
Oh, to me, this, you know, we're being very sensible in the materials we put in place. You know, assessing soil types, et cetera, to work out whether wooden posts or steel posts are the right option for particular areas to actually maximise the life of the fence. So it's hard to put an exact time frame because it will vary from one bit to another depending on, you know, the terrain, et cetera, how long it will last. But this is certainly giving great opportunity for this to last for many years.
No worries. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
That was Minister for Primary Industries and Regional Development, David Basham, on your Classic It's Breakfast.